to me.
Information, news, and entertainment on demand.
WSRadio.com.
Welcome to the Mary Goulet Show, cultivating a rich interior. Now, here's Mary.
Welcome to the Mary Goulet Show. This show is helping cultivate a rich interior so that you can feel really confident inside that you're capable of making really good decisions in all aspects of your life, no matter what they are. If a relationship's not going well, you'll know what to do. Now, I have another book coming out on that. Go With Your Gut in Love. That should be out for Valentine's Day for all of us. And that one can be tough because that's, as I was explaining in the last segment, I'll recap that. That's a very heart-centered area of our lives, very emotional. So let me first go back, finishing out nature. What is our nature for making decisions? I have a good friend of mine, big burly teddy bear of a guy. And we were talking about this and he said, gosh, I'm so emotional when I make my decisions. I don't want people to feel badly about something I decide to do or not to do. I feel bad when they don't like something. So he's like that. I struggle with how I feel and how others feel when I have to make a decision about something in business, in a relationship, around money, it all, that's kind of his weak spot. Then I have a lot of people that know for certain they make their decisions based on their ego and getting first. And it's, both are not bad. They're just, if you know which one you defer to, it makes it easier. It's less confusing. Oh, here we go. I mean, I'm kind of emotional about this. I don't like having to talk to people about conflict or confrontation. And so, everybody's left the studio. Am I boring you guys? Everybody's walked out. Wade's walked out. Portia walked out. It's okay. So anyway, knowing your nature, it's just one, you start at knowingness instead of why am I so confused? I don't know what to do now. And just realize, okay, being in this situation makes me uncomfortable and emotionally uncomfortable. So I know that I'm going to make a decision that may not be good for me because I'm caving in because of how other people might feel or because I don't like the process. So knowing if you are ego-based in your mind, asking a lot of questions, speaking in long sentences, explaining why you're doing it, making excuses, rationalizing, justifying, trying to manipulate events. All of that is kind of the ego's territory. That's what it wants to do. And so now if you have those two, you also have your gut instinct or your intuition or that still small voice. And there's so much power in that voice because it's unique to you. Just as your ego and your heart are unique to yourself, the one thing that the ego thinks is that it knows what is best for you in your life picture. When it doesn't, it doesn't have that foresight. And your emotions are kind of along for the ride. So I describe the gut as, there's a strict definition for it. It speaks in 5 words or less. It makes a statement. And it declares a truth. And conversely, the ego and heart like to say what is true, but the gut states what is truth. And that's specific to you in the moment, because once the gut gives us a decision or gives us a command or makes a statement, it's pretty much over. That's it. It's not going to change until maybe circumstances come into play from that decision and then something else changes. It's time for another choice, whereby the ego and our heart, even if a decision is made, it's still trying to figure out a way to get its own way. And the probably one of the best benefits about going with your gut and trusting it, it takes all of the thought out of it. All you have to do is listen to what your gut said to do or not to do in five words or less. Then you're okay. I'm not going out to dinner. Now what? And you just move along with your evening, and maybe somebody calls you or something else comes up and, oh, I'm glad I didn't go to dinner or whatever might happen. But how often have we said, I'm glad I listened to myself on this one. I'm glad I didn't push it. So there's a lot of power, a lot of courage, a lot of direction, a lot of clear directives when you listen to your gut. So we just have to work that muscle. And I've been working it for so long that I know exactly when I'm going against it. Sometimes I willfully do, just because I didn't consider the stakes so high that would be a big deal. But when I didn't know about my gut, I made relationship decisions in a not good way. Finance decisions, investments, just spending money, not good. So it can affect deeply. I mean, how many people have said, oh, I knew that was too good to be true. And they went with it, but they knew. Knowingness is the key. We all know. We're just so, the gut is that still small voice, whereas the ego is like repetitive, and the gut will only say it once. The heart, our emotions will make us a little bit weaker, and our, like I said, our ego is so repetitive, it's just going to keep hammering on us. Don't you want to do that? Let's go do that. Let's go do that. Well, something tells me not to. And then we're trained to listen to our thoughts. And one of the, I think the second chapter in this book is, don't believe everything you think, because it is coming completely from that, your ego, your thoughts, what you think, what you've been trained to think as a kid, what we train our own children to do. Use your head, think it through. If we're always told to do that, how do we explain to someone, well, something inside tells me not to, or whenever I get this feeling, I know I shouldn't do this. Because whenever we're told by our gut not to do something and we move toward it, like any physical movement at all, there will be that a different sensation inside your body. And then on the other side, when you know an opportunity that is being presented to you, if it's good or not, is you just get this real clear optimism, or and that knowingness opens up. And you're like, you know what? I don't know. By taking this opportunity that someone's presenting me, where it's going to lead, but it feels right. So I'm going to go and do it. So the gut is not punitive. I think the ego is more punitive than our gut by far. Because it doesn't have the awareness of the big picture, and that's what we want. So to keep a picture in your mind about kind of the roles of our ego, our emotions, and our gut, is consider a red convertible that is sitting outside, top is down, and your gut and your ego and your heart are going to go for a ride. The ego says, I'm driving. The gut says, no problem. The heart says, I get to control the radio. So she jumps in the back, puts the country music on. She's super happy, wind blowing through her hair. And the ego's like, okay, here we go, speeding down the road. And the gut says, you have to do everything I say if you want to get where you want to go. I just bumped the mic over here, Porsche, so we're even. So you're driving down the road and the gut says, turn right. And the ego is going to question it. Well, why? I don't think there's anything going down this road. You have to do everything I said, says the gut. And then the gut says, okay, now go to the stop sign and turn left. Are you sure? Questioning. I think we should go over here. And then the gut says, stay with me. Let's go over a couple more blocks and take another left. And the ego is like getting a little anxious because he doesn't have the only control he has is the steering wheel and the gas pedal. But he's nervous to trust his gut on getting him where he thinks he wants to go. And the gut knows where we're supposed to go and what we're supposed to do because it's specific to us. So it's very exciting. Once you have a couple of experiences with it, that you gain so much more confidence in listening to that voice. You're actually opening your ears to it. You're really like, okay, what does my gut say? And the gut always answers first. Whenever we have an opportunity or something, anything simple, mundane, or exciting, you're going to hear it from the answer from your gut first, and then your default, your heart, or your ego are going to chime in and argue. So give us a call after the break, 866-977-2346, extension 1. Love to take your calls. I'm Mary Goulet. You're listening to WSRadio.com, the worldwide leader in Internet talk.
Celebrate Vitamins is committed to creating high-quality bariatric supplements that are appropriate for each type of weight loss surgery. With chewables, capsules, soft chews, and drink mixes, Celebrate lets you choose which works best for you. Maximize benefit while minimizing pill count and expense. Celebrate health. Celebrate life. CelebrateVitamins.com or call 877-424-1953.
Do you want to be a professional coach? Are you in business trying to make a real difference with people you manage or work with? Have you started a coaching practice that isn't quite getting off the ground? Get the skills you need to be a successful coach today with the Coach's Training Program from Accomplishment Coaching. The Coach's Training Program will show you how to help others focus and be more fulfilled. Whether you want to improve your company's bottom line or create a thriving coaching practice, Accomplishment Coaching can give you the distinctions and practices you need to coach others effectively today. Accomplishment Coaching has spent 6 years developing a cutting-edge coaches training program that will have you ready to coach people professionally in just 12 months, and you don't have to take time off work to do it. To find out more about the Coaches Training Program, just call 1-888-548-6813. That's 1-888-548-6813.
I'm Rob Giraud, one of the executive vice presidents with the AVID Center. AVID College Ready Radio is sponsored by the San Diego Union Tribune, a 144-year-old media company, San Diego's leading and most comprehensive source of news and information. UT San Diego is most proud of its longtime corporate practice of supporting hundreds of key nonprofit organizations and initiatives in their region, including AVID. The UT is a longtime supporter of AVID's international college readiness efforts.
The key to a successful business is astute and solid promotion. Instant Imprints offers limitless solutions and everything you need to promote your business, event, or cause. From t-shirts to banners, trade show displays, mugs, business cards, we can imprint on anything from pens, golf balls, clothing, vehicles, and any type of customer giveaways. In order to grow, you must promote. And Instant Imprints is your full-service company to help you in all of your marketing and promotional needs. Locally owned and operated in prices that will be music to your budget and a turnaround time that will make you smile. Two San Diego locations to serve you, downtown and in Mira Mesa at Flanders. It's Instant Imprints for all your promotional needs. Remember our name, Instant Imprints.
Take a break from politics. Tune in and learn something. WS Radio shows are worth your time and are filled with tips and advice. Add us to your lunch routine and we'll give you a meal for your mind.